Page 451. Sir Darras, Sir Harry le Fise Lake, Sir Ermenede, brother to King Hermance, for whom Sir Palamides fought at the Red City with two brethren, and Sir Selise of the Dolorous Tower, Sir Edward of Orkney, Sir Ironside, that was called the noble knight of the Red Lawns that Sir Gareth won for the love of Dame Lyonesse, Sir Arach de Grivant, Sir de Grain Sans Villani, that fought with the giant of the Black Low, Sir Epinogris, that was the king's son of Northumberland, Sir Pelleas that loved the Lady Attard, and he had died for her love, had not been one of the ladies of the lake. Her name was Dame Nemeu, and she wedded Sir Pelleas, and she saved him that he was never slain, and he was a full noble knight, and Sir Lamiel of Cardiff that was a great lover. Sir Plain de Four, Sir Melias de Lille, Sir Bored de Cure Hardy, that was King Arthur's son, Sir Mador de la Porte, Sir Colgrevance, Sir Hervis de la Forest Sauvage, Sir Maroc, the good knight that was betrayed with his wife, for she made him 7 years a werewolf, Sir Persant, Sir Pertilope, his brother that was called the Green Knight, and Sir Perimones, brother to them both, that was called the Red Knight, that Sir Gareth won when he was called Beaumains. All these 100 knights and 10 searched Sir Urre's wounds by the commandment of King Arthur. Chapter 12. How Sir Lancelot was commanded by Arthur to heal his wounds, and anon he was all whole, and how they thanked God. "Mercy Jesu," said King Arthur, "where is Sir Lancelot du Lake, that he is not here at this time?" Thus, as they stood and spake of many things, there was espied Sir Lancelot that came running toward them and told the king. "Peace," said the king, "let no manner thing be said until he be come to us." So when Sir Lancelot espied King Arthur, he descended from his horse and came to the king and saluted him and them all. Page 452. Anon, as the maid, Sir Urre's sister, saw Sir Lancelot, she ran to her brother there as he lay in his litter and said, "Brother, here is come a knight that my heart giveth greatly unto." "Fair sister," said Sir Urre, "so doth my heart light against him, and certainly I hope now to be healed, for my heart giveth unto him more than to all these that have searched me." Then said Arthur unto Sir Lancelot, "Ye must do as we have done," and told Sir Lancelot what they had done, and showed him them all that had searched him. "Jesu defend me," said Sir Lancelot, "when so many kings and knights have essayed and failed, that I should presume upon me to achieve that all ye, my lords, might not achieve." "Ye shall not choose," said King Arthur, "for I will command you for to do as we all have done." "My most renowned lord," said Sir Lancelot, "ye know well I dare not, nor may not disobey your commandment, but an I might, or durst, wit you well I would not take upon me to touch that wounded knight in that intent, that I should pass all other knights. Jesu defend me from that shame." "Ye take it wrong," said King Arthur. "Ye shall not do it for no presumption, but for to bear us fellowship, insomuch ye be a fellow of the Table Round. And wit you well, said King Arthur, "and ye prevail not and heal him. I dare say there is no knight in this land may heal him, and therefore I pray you, do as we have done." Then all the kings and knights, for the most part, prayed Sir Lancelot to search him, and then the wounded knight, Sir Urre, set him up weakly, and prayed Sir Lancelot heartily, saying, "Courteous knight, I require ye, for God's sake, heal my wounds, for me thinketh, ever sithen ye came here, my wounds grieven me not." "Ah, my fair lord," said Sir Lancelot, "Jesu would that I might help you. I shame me sore that I should be thus rebuked, for never was I able in worthiness to do so high a thing." Page 453. Then Sir Lancelot kneeled down by the wounded knight, saying, "My lord Arthur, I must do your commandment, that which is sore against my heart." And then he held up his hands and looked into the east, saying secretly unto himself, "Thou blessed Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I beseech thee of thy mercy, that my simple worship and honesty be saved. And thou blessed Trinity, thou mayest give power to heal this sick knight by thy great virtue and grace of thee, but, good Lord, never of myself." And then Sir Lancelot prayed Sir Urre to let him see his head, and then devoutly kneeling, he ransacked the three wounds, and they bled a little, and forthwithal the wounds fair healed, and seemed as they had been whole a 7 years. And in likewise he searched his body of other three wounds, and they healed in likewise. And then the last of all he searched that which was in his hand, and anon it healed fair. Then King Arthur and all the knights, kings and knights, kneeled down and gave thankings and lovings unto God and to his blessed mother, and ever Sir Lancelot wept as he had been a child that had been beaten. Then King Arthur let array priests and clerks in the most devoutest manner to bring in Sir Urre within Carlisle with singing and loving to God. And when this was done, the king let clothe him in the richest manner that could be thought, and then were there but few better made knights in all the court, for he was passingly well made and bigly. And Arthur asked Sir Urre how he felt himself. "My good lord," he said, "I felt myself never so lusty." "Will ye joust and do deeds of arms?" asked King Arthur. "Sir," said Urre, "and I had all that longed unto jousts, I would soon be ready." Page 454, Chapter 13. How there was a party made of 100 knights against 100 knights, and of other matters. Then Arthur made a party of 100 knights to be against 100 knights. And so upon the morn they jousted for a diamond, but there jousted none of the dangerous knights, and so, for to shorten this tale, Sir Urre and Sir Lavaine jousted best that day, for there was none of them, but he overthrew and pulled down 30 knights, and then, by the assent of all kings and lords, Sir Urre and Sir Lavaine were made knights of the Table Round. And Sir Lavaine cast his love unto Dame Felololi, Sir Urre's sister, and then they were wedded together with great joy, and King Arthur gave to each of them a barony of lands. And this Sir Urre would never go from Sir Lancelot, but he and Sir Lavaine awaited evermore upon him, and they were in all the court accounted for good knights, and full desirous in arms, and many noble deeds they did, for they would have no rest, but ever sought adventures. Thus they lived in all that court with great noblesse and joy long time. But every night and day Sir Agravaine, Sir Gawain's brother, awaited Queen Guinevere and Sir Lancelot du Lake to put them to a rebuke and shame. And so I leave here of this tale, and overleap, and note one, text, great books of Sir Lancelot du Lake, what great adventures he did when he was called Le Chevalier de Chariot. For, as the French book saith, because of despite that kings and ladies called him the knight that rode in the chariot, like as he would judge to the gallows. Therefore, in despite of all them that named him so, he was carried in a chariot a 12-month, for, but little after that, he had slain Sir Meliagant in the queen's quarrel, but never in a 12-month came on horseback. And as the French book saith, he did that 12-month more than 40 battles, and because I have lost the very matter of Le Chevalier de Chariot, I depart from the tale of Sir Lancelot, and here I go unto the mort of King Arthur, and that caused Sir Agravaine. Page 455. Explicit Liber Roman numeral 19. And hereafter followeth the most piteous history of the mort of King Arthur, the which is the 20th book. Mort, defined as death.